From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Nations consider what to do with migrants. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that the U.S. is trying to decide how many refugees from the Middle East and Europe it can take in. Meanwhile, European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker called for EU states to take in thousands more refugees over the next 2 years.
Now is not a time to take fright. It is a time for bold, determined, concerted action by the European Union, by its member states, and by its institutions.
Juncker's proposed quota system, though, is running into opposition from some countries. Islamist rebels have captured a major airbase from government forces in Syria's northwestern Idlib province. They have expelled President Bashar al-Assad's forces. The word comes from Syrian state television and a war monitoring group. Meanwhile, Russia's foreign ministry confirmed for the first time Wednesday that Russian military experts are in Syria. Three more people have tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone. All three come from the same village in the Cambia district, and all are related to a woman who died from the disease last week. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Brima Kargbo says this outbreak is containable because its origin is traceable. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says as president she would impose penalties on Iran for even small violations of the recent nuclear agreement. She said she would not hesitate to take military action if Iran tried to obtain a nuclear weapon. She told an audience in Washington the next president should expect Iran to test the next president to find out how far they can bend the rules. This is VOA News. The heads of India's and Pakistan's security forces are due to hold talks aimed at reducing tensions along their disputed Kashmir border. A 16-member delegation of the Pakistan Rangers was welcomed at the border by India's Border Security Force before heading to New Delhi, where the two sides will sit down for discussions starting Thursday. Iran's leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says his government will not negotiate with the United States. Edward Uranian reports.
The crowd applauded Ayatollah Khamenei's views on world and local affairs after listening to his positions toward the United States and other countries he referred to as enemies of Iran.
America is a big shaitan.
The Ayatollah Wednesday called the U.S. the great Satan, insisting Islam warns against cooperating with the devil. Khamenei said Iran will not talk with the U.S. about global, regional, or bilateral issues following the June nuclear accord, except when it is imperative. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Japanese stocks on Wednesday saw their biggest gain in almost 7 years. After Prime Minister Shinzo Abe promised to cut corporate tax rates, stocks elsewhere in Asia also surged. Investors appeared to be encouraged by Prime Minister Abe's statement pledging next year to cut Japan's corporate tax rates, which rank among the world's highest. Passengers and crew aboard a British Airways jet bound for London had a close call when an engine caught fire shortly before taking off from Las Vegas Tuesday. All 172 people on board Flight 2276 safely evacuated the plane. Firefighters extinguished the fire within minutes. Several people were taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Britain's Queen Elizabeth made history Wednesday, surpassing her great-great-grandmother to become Britain's longest ruling monarch. The Queen marked the day with a public appearance at the opening of a Scottish rail line. She also plans to host a private dinner at Balmoral Castle in the Scottish Highlands. Myanmar President Thein Sein has met with ethnic rebel negotiators, urging them to sign a nationwide ceasefire agreement before the country's November general election. Wednesday's meeting in the administrative capital Naypyidaw is the first public appearance by the president since the official start of campaigning for the November 8th election. The ex-army general met with representatives of five of the more than a dozen rebel groups that have been participating in the negotiations for nearly 2 years. He said a nationwide ceasefire deal is mandatory if the country wants to see further democratic reforms. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.